Hi, my name is Arun, and today I'll be sharing the story about how the Lord has radically worked in my life from the moment I was born to the moment I got saved and to the new life I live now. And if there's one takeaway from my testimony, I hope you all can see the abundant grace of God that lives not only in my life, but in each and every single one of your lives as well. So from the very beginning, I grew up in a broken home. When I was 2 years old, my parents got divorced, but it was not a typical separation. On one side, my mom was my rock and foundation, taking care of me at every step. On the other side, I grew up in an abusive and toxic home with my dad. A lot of my formative years were dominated by custody battles and child protective services. When it got to middle school, I even had my own court-appointed lawyer and therapist because of my dad. I still remember the nights as a little kid when I was 5 or 6, when I would call my mom, desperately crying and begging her, asking her to pick me up, even though there was nothing for her to do. From mental to physical abuse, my childhood with my dad was defined by hurt and pain. And even with getting police and courts involved, there was nothing to be changed. So I grew up in 2 very distinct, different childhoods. My mom raised me with godly values, a sense of belonging, and coming to church. But my dad taught me the complete opposite, that my worth was in what I could accomplish. He constantly harassed me in so many different areas of my life, from school to friendships to the very sense of who I was as a person. And I remember it always left this deep, gaping hole in my heart that longed to be loved. Growing up, my identity was almost like a switch that I could turn on and off depending on where I was. Sometimes I was the obedient, nice little church kid, but so often I was the rebellious kid going my own way, searching for validation wherever I could find it. I'm sure a lot of us can relate, but depending on where I was and who I was with, I lived 2 very separate lives. But one thing never changed. I always needed people to tell me that I was worth something. So as a kid, my thirst for validation first started with friendships, but it soon transformed into a thirst for worldly success. My dad taught me at an early age my entire worth depended on the college I got into and the career I would have. So that pressure started in middle school, and I just ran with it throughout high school. And on the outside, everything was working. But in my senior year of high school, I completely and utterly burned out. I said, I am sick of this, I am done, I am tired, I was lost, and I was empty, and my heart had so much anger. And by the time I got to college, I was still trying to fill that gaping hole in my heart, trying to chase validation harder than ever. But anytime I would reach that validation, it would be fleeting and insignificant. Like it says in Jeremiah 2:13, when describing the people of Israel, I was desperately digging for broken cisterns, cisterns that held no water, because my soul had nothing to satisfy it. I remember one night in college just breaking down, crying, and asking myself, why am I so unsatisfied? Why do I feel so alone? I had friends, I had success, I had these things that I tried to fill my heart with, but my heart longed for so much more. And I remember asking myself, what was the purpose of living, right? If life was filled with trials and suffering and there were these like chains wrapped around my heart, I could never breathe, what was the purpose of going on? And then at my lowest and most broken point, God pursued me. He reached out and chose to mend my heart. I got invited to Sunday night soccer. And through it, I got plugged into Hillview's youth group, SaltWorks. And through SaltWorks, for the first time in my life, my heart was softened enough to openly hear the gospel. For 20 years, I'd been denying God on a daily basis. I'd been hardening my heart against him. But again, even at my most unworthy, my most broken state, he reached out to me. And for the first time, I finally understood that I was the one who deserved the cross, that Jesus paid it all for me, and through him, I could find the very thing I was searching my whole life for, the longing, the love, everything I found in him alone. As it says in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I wish I could say that after getting saved, my life was a happily ever after, that it was like amazing sunshine and rainbows, but truthfully, it wasn't. Some of my most broken moments came the year after I got saved. Last summer, I made some very foolish decisions. I lost close friendships, and I even quit my first ever job. I was in a season of brokenness. I was overwhelmed, I was stressed, and I was defeated. And I remember waking up asking the Lord, "Lord, why? I just got saved. I love you so much. Why is my life falling apart?" But I praise the Lord that in my brokenness, all I could do is turn up and look to him. I realized that I didn't meet Jesus when everything was going well. I met him in my brokenness when I was crying out to him, when I realized how much I needed him. In high school, I remember so vividly shouting at my mom, telling her, "Jesus is not real. God is not real. Because if God was real, why are you suffering? Why are you crying? Why are you enduring so many different things?" And what I didn't realize in that moment is that the very thing I was using to deny Jesus was proof that he was real. And it took me to reach my own brokenness to understand what that meant. That Jesus is in fact with us in our suffering, that it is in our broken seasons that God does some of his greatest work in us. He uses the trials in our lives as a way to reveal himself to us, to mend us. And in our brokenness, we lose everything, but we have Jesus, and that alone is enough. As Jesus says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." I now realize the only way my mom could endure what she went through was by the grace of God. And that was his power perfected in her weakness. And I realize that same grace has been written all over my life. I stand here before all of you today just so unworthy. I have made so many mistakes in my life. I come from a broken home and a broken family to the point that I was actually never supposed to be born. People told my mom to abort me so she wouldn't have to deal with my dad. But by God's grace, I'm standing here today. I am able to share my testimony, not because of anything I have done, but by the wholehearted grace of God. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me." I've only been saved for a little under 2 years, but it has already been a long journey of trials and mistakes. It has been hard, and it will keep being hard, but it has been the most beautiful journey I've ever embarked on. And I am so grateful to continue that journey alongside the loving family here at Hillview Bible Chapel, alongside some of my deepest friendships at SolWorks, and alongside godly counselors and disciplers like Sung and Sanjay, who have poured into me even when I have had nothing to offer. As I look back on my seasons of brokenness, which undoubtedly will continue to come, I can only thank the Lord for giving me the privilege to solely rely on him and to know him more. This year, I've been reminded time and time again, nothing compares to knowing Jesus personally. There is nothing in this world that is worth taking your eyes off Jesus for. Everything I spend my whole life chasing, I have found in him. Philippians 3:7-8, Paul writes, "But whatever were gained to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." The reason I am doing STEP this summer is because I want to know Jesus more intimately, and I want to testify of his grace. So I want to leave with this one verse that sums up how I want to live the rest of my life. Acts 20:24. "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish the course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. I stand here again before you all today, a living testament of the grace of God. And if God can use someone like me, I am confident in the grace that he works in each and every single one of us. Amen.